It's got all sorts of information about this year's Alabama Crimson Tide and how they're going to do this year. And it's great because it breaks down the players. It breaks down, and I like what they have. They call it the enemies list, and it's a week-by-week list of players, or excuse me, teams that Alabama's going to be playing, and it gives you a little heads-up on what this year is going to look like. Now, when you guys were putting this thing together, you also included something in here that I know that our listeners are going to be interested in, and you guys break down whether or not Alabama can claim 12 national titles. What was the purpose of that?
Well, you know, it seems like every offseason, a bunch of Auburn fans get together on message boards and email each other this list of, you know, Alabama, you know, I think they give us credit for maybe two. And they break down all the ridiculous reasons that they think we shouldn't be claiming so many titles. And it's just, it kind of got a little infuriating at some point. And we had a guy that writes for our website, RollBamaRoll.com, come up with the idea. Like, look, you know, let me just do the research. We'll break this thing down and we'll see, you know, see what really comes of it. And it's just it's one of those things, you know, for you Alabama fans, I know you've had an Auburn fan put that that fax or that email they printed out in your face before. You can show this to them now.
So let me ask you something. You did all the research, and just give them a little preview here. I know you want to go out and read all the reasons why Alabama does or does not have 12 national titles. So what conclusion did you come to?
Well, we kind of come up with the idea that, yeah, you know, 11 of them, we have just as solid a claim as anybody. And the 1941, yeah, even we are kind of like, yeah, I don't know why we claim that. But, hey, you know, we can say someone gave us a national title. We claimed it. It's not like the 2004 Auburn Tigers that they just decided to make their own rings for no reason whatsoever.
So I just want to make this clear here real quick. All you people out there running around talking about 12 national championships, they said you only have 11. Is that what you're going with?
We'll say we have 11 really solid ones and one that somebody gave us. So, you know, I say, hey, somebody gave it to us. Let's claim it. You know, it's not like we just made it up.
Okay. All right.
There was a selector gave it to us, so we'll take it.
Now, I'm just full disclosure, I'm a University of Florida grad. So no love lost here for the Alabama Crimson Tide. Let's talk about the year here, Todd. You guys put out this Yay Alabama booklet. Give me a prediction here. Give me a prediction. Because I have my own prediction for the first game, but I want to hear about the prediction for the year. I mean, I've looked at the schedule. They don't have an easy schedule by any stretch of the imagination. So what's the year looking like for Alabama?
Well, I think the goal, obviously, is to get back to Atlanta. I think, you know, there's three games on the schedule that are really important in that. And obviously, Virginia Tech is an important game. But as far as the conference goes, Arkansas, Ole Miss, and LSU. And Arkansas is just one of those teams. They're kind of like Ole Miss last year. They're just going to slip up on some people, and they're really going to surprise a lot of people, and they're going to ruin somebody's parade. And, you know, depending on how those three games fall, it's really a three-way race between Alabama, Ole Miss, and LSU on who gets to Atlanta this year. And just, you know, taking two of those three, I think whoever manages to do that is the team that's really in the forefront there.
So how many losses?
I say,
and you're a homer, so come on.
I know. I'm gonna say I can't ever actually pick against that. We could be opening, you know, against Oklahoma or Texas or something. The first week, you're like, oh yeah, we're gonna win. But I think there's probably at least two games that we're really gonna have to go out and really put on our absolute best effort to come out.
Virginia Tech and LSU.
With a win. Virginia Tech and LSU, exactly.
Well, I'm gonna say you guys are gonna lose both games. I'm calling. I'm calling for a Virginia Tech loss. I'm the first person in the Alabama media to call for a Virginia Tech to beat Alabama. And you know what? I'm not going to pretend that I'm happy about that because I'm looking forward to another Florida-Alabama beatdown in the SEC championship. But I'm saying 17-10 Virginia Tech. What about you?
You know, we just don't know what Alabama's offense is capable of right now. You know, you got a rebuilt offensive line and a new quarterback. So, you know, it could very well be that we go out there and we struggle against a Hokie defense that's always very good. Yeah. But at the same time, you know, I think we have a lot more things going for us on offense than we did last year. Even with an inexperienced line, we've got a heck of a lot more consistency in the passing game. You know, you look at John Parker Wilson last year, he had Julio Jones and Nick Walker, and that's pretty much it. Whereas this year, you can look at guys, Darius Hanks, Earl Alexander, Colin Peake, Brad Smelly, Mike McCoy, all these guys are getting a lot of praise in the preseason from the coaching staff that really is pretty stingy with their praise about their consistency and how they've been able to open up the passing game. And Marquise Mays, obviously, is another guy like that. So I think we actually have a little bit more options and a few more consistent weapons on offense that we could be able to open it up some more this year.